on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
One of KZN's top matric students has credited his achievement to the support of his parents and teachers. Owetu Shangase from John Wesley Gosi Bay Private School secured 8 distinctions in all his subjects. He's one of the top 3 matric students celebrated by Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube in Johannesburg last night.
I'm very overwhelmed. It's a very humbling experience. I could have never imagined myself in this very moment, so I'm very humbled. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The 17-year-old from Umkhanyangude District says he's proud to represent the Northern KZN rural community.
My family and I are very overwhelmed, as I said. We are totally over the moon because this is a very great opportunity. This gives recognition to the place that I come from, and I do hope that a lot of things are going to happen because of this. I do hope that a lot of development, especially in the education sector, will come because of this. So, yeah, I'm really proud. This really means that I'm a beacon of hope to some.
It's as KZN is celebrating its top achievers at the Durban ICC today. It's where Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka is set to announce the provincial results. KZN bagged the highest number of bachelors in the country with over 84,000 passes. The province also came in second nationally with an overall pass rate of 89.5%. KZN Education spokesperson Muzi Mahlambe told Newswatch they're very happy with the results.
We dedicate this success to the hard-working educators that we have as a province, that they've been sacrificing their weekends, their holidays, morning and afternoon, and we thank the learners that when they were wanted for extra lessons, they did go to attend those lessons and the support that they were getting from their parents.
The Umkhanyangude district has already been named as one of the top districts, coming third nationally. Mahlambe says the performance of the 2024 cohort is as a result of their improvement plan. And finally, Disney is being sued for more than £8 billion over allegations Moana and its sequel copied parts of an animator's screenplay in the early 2000s. Buck Woodall claims there are similarities in the plot to his movie Bucky, which he says could not possibly have been accidental. After an earlier attempt to sue, Moana's director said the film was not inspired or based in any way on Woodall's project. Your top story this hour, one of KZN's top matric students has credited his achievement to the support of his parents and his teachers. Owetu Shangase from John Wesley Gosi Bay Private School secured 8 distinctions in all his subjects. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, I'm Tamasha Kanye.